Magicians Without Borders was founded in 2002 by Tom Werner of Lincoln and his partner, artist Janet Fredericks. The now international organization brings magic shows to regions in unrest across the globe as a way to bring joy and hope to people living under challenging circumstances. In the past two decades, Tom and Janet have entertained scores of people across 47 countries, including in Iran, Sierra Leone, and South Sudan. Tom recently returned from Poland and Ukraine, where he performed for students in Krakow and Lviv, among other cities and towns. Tom and Janet joined us in the Vermont Public Studios to talk about Magicians Without Borders and that recent trip to Eastern Europe. I started by asking Tom how Magicians Without Borders began.
I was on my way to a meeting in Poland, and through an amazing constellation of circumstances, ended up in the refugee camps in Kosovo. That was during the Balkan War. We came to a little town, and the UN driver said, "This is not a refugee camp, but life is terrible in Shutika. They need some magic there." So we went in, we did a magic show, and this Roma woman came up to me, and she had a 5-denar Macedonian gold coin in her hand, and she dropped it in the palm of my hand. And she had seen me multiply flowers and sponge balls and all sorts of things. She points to it. She says, "Make more money." And so I took it, and there were 4 or 5 Roma men standing beside me watching this. And I throw it into my hand, and I squeeze it, and I open my hand, and there is a big, what looks like a chunk of gold. Actually, it was pyrite, fool's gold. And I offer it to her, and she smiles, mildly amused, and says, "Money. More money." 2 of the Roma men say, "Make us visas to America." That night, I'm back in my little room, and I realize 2 things that have become the cornerstone of Magicians Without Borders, and I didn't know Magicians was born that day. Everyone understood magic. I didn't speak Roma or Serbo-Croatian. They didn't speak English, but they all spoke magic. I had been doing magic at that point for 25 years. I never realized it was a universal language. And the second thing was, Harry Houdini once said, who was a refugee from Hungary, and Houdini said, "Whenever I do my magic for poor people in difficult situations, it not only amazes and amuses, but it awakens hope that the impossible is possible."
I'm glad you brought up some of the core tenets of Magicians Without Borders, because as I was doing more research about you all, there were 3 that seemed to come up as well. Entertain, educate, and empower. Janet, can you tell us more about those 3 tenets?
We started going to entertain, and then we realized that the entertainment was really healing, that laughter heals. We realized that a lot of children wanted to know, how do you do this? Of course, everybody's curious, how is it done? But there are certain kids that wanted to know. And so we started to look at educating those kids so that they could be the future of Magicians Without Borders. These children, once they learned the magic, and it took a lot of concentration for them, and it developed their confidence and their ability to be out in front of people and have a voice. And we saw how empowering that was. They performed right along with us.
I'm hoping we can turn to the recent trip you took to Ukraine and Poland, Tom. So I understand you've been to Ukraine multiple times since the war first broke out in 2022. Can you tell us more about where you traveled on this recent trip and maybe who you met along the way?
So we have done 4 trips to Poland and Ukraine. And the first one was just 8 weeks after the war began, when things were still very chaotic and refugees were still pouring across the border into Poland. And so we went to Krakow, and we've always gone to Krakow because you can't fly into Ukraine. So we did shows there on each of our four trips, and then we took the bus ride into Western Ukraine, where a wonderful organization, the Ukrainian Children's Action Project, has set up what they call recovery camps. And they're for about 70 children and their moms.
Janet, you've called Magicians Without Borders citizen ambassadors. How does that play out when you all travel?
Well, first of all, people are amazed that we travel together. Just it's usually the two of us who started out that way, and that we would go to some of these places. They're not on the in the Lonely Planet guide. Let's say that they're really impressed that we would take our time, spend the money to travel, and entertain them.
I think it's important to say that Magicians Without Borders started very much with the invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan, and America was being seen around the world as an aggressor and an invader, even though we saw it as part of the war on terror or whatever. And I think LaFleur and I brought another image of America to the world.
So I know Magicians Without Borders is a nonprofit organization, but I'm curious how you all fund this work and the trips you take.
At first, we put out a call to family and friends and some of our own money, and we were very happy to receive something to get going on our first trip. And it was kind of trip by trip, raising money. But as we performed more and we had more credibility, we've done a lot of work with the UN High Commission for Refugees and many, many NGO, non-governmental organizations in these many countries we've been to. And Tom also performs here as a magician, not under the Magicians Without Borders mantle, but he tells the story about Magicians Without Borders and what we do the rest of the year. So that has introduced us to many donors.
Well, one last question for you both, which is, what's next for Magicians Without Borders, both within the borders of the United States and without?
Well, we have a wonderful man named Carlos Lopez, who lives in Bogota, Colombia, and he is been working with us for 10 or 12 years, and he's very savvy in so many ways. And he's probably going to take over Magicians Without Borders when the time comes, and he's running our 9 educational programs around the world now, being in touch with the teachers. He and I are traveling together, but I'm seeing him more and more taking over that international work, and LaFleur and I bringing Magicians Without Borders home.
You've been hearing from Tom Verner and Janet Fredericks of Magicians Without Borders about their work and the group's recent trip to Poland and Ukraine.